Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, sorry about that. And welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start off, as usual, by introducing ourselves. So here is your chance to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master, and teacher. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in the coma. Yep, she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite some time to realize that, you know what, the connection that I have with Joan is truly divine. And she's left this door open, and those on the other side have walked through that door and given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And in doing so, it provides me with the ability to really be able to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, I did have a work background, but it was in law enforcement. I've hung up my 357, and if you guys don't know what that is, that's a big gun. And now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should take you to her Facebook page, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first message that I have is from Winnie the Pooh. People, nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. And Winnie the Pooh is saying, never underestimate the value of doing nothing. Because you could just, you know, wherever you are, you could lay down. If you're, you know, outside, lay in the grass or just sit there and just listen to all the things that you can't hear and not be bothered by them is what Winnie is saying. But I really like that, you know, that don't underestimate the value of doing nothing. Because even if you're laying in the grass, you're meditating and you're still doing something amazing. So that really was really cute. And Ginger was having a discussion, I guess, with Winnie the Pooh, and that's what happened? We brought in Winnie the Pooh. Joan, got to relax. She can't come in right now because this is Morning with Jesus. So I'm trying to start off at least on the right foot here, Barbara. I'm trying. Okay. So I have an angel prayer of gratitude, and it was written by Jamie Clark. Thank you, angels, for your love and your guidance, your compassion and strength, your knowledge and wisdom as you share with me, and you guide me on my life's path. Together, we create a new reality for ourselves and others. I always feel you near and but a thought away with an instant connection of love, power, and clarity as I make my daily life decisions and interactions with others. Our beautiful teamwork allows others to see and feel their own connections with you. Our strength as a team shines from within, and others feel the effortless, powerful life force energy as we create together. I am honored, humbled, and thankful to know you. I am an angel. And I thought that was really, really beautiful. So I wanted to start off with that. And with that being said, I can't hold her back any longer, Barbara. Hey, everyone, it's Joan. Yeah, you know, Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers, of course. And, you know, I'm fabulous as always. And DC loves to refer to me as one of her not-so-so divine angels. What a sense of humor. You know what, that really sounds like something that I would say. But I am so excited to be here today on Morning with Jesus. And I've been with DC for a while. It took a little convincing, or maybe like more like threatening, but she now recognizes me as one of her divine team members. Hey, Barbara, how are you? And Barbara herself is truly an amazing woman. She's so wise. She's so passionate. I love those dear innate statements, Barbara. I don't know how you do what you do. She's saying, I don't know how you do what you do, but you're amazing. What's your secret weapon, Barbara?
Love.
I think it is. I truly think it is love. So she's saying, you know what? I've been streaming Morning with Jesus up in heaven, and she's been chatting with the angels, and she's saying, you know, you guys are amazing, and you deserve some good coming your way. So she's saying, you know, Barbara DC, there's new opportunities that await the both of you. And for everyone listening, it's time now to let go of the old and really make room for the new. And we've all got to, you know, make some space, whether it's in our closet, you know, or our heart, for that new to enter. And Joan is saying if we ever need, you know, any angelic assistance, anyone out there, just give her a shout-out and she'll be there. And she's saying, you know what, before I go, though, I really want to, you know, tell you guys something. While I was on Earth, I wasn't sure if there was a heaven or even angels, but I certainly do have a new perspective. I think it's amazing. And you guys are the real deal. And she's saying, you know, she wants everybody to realize that angels are real, and everyone does have guardian angels. And these guardian angels have been with each of us since we were born. And they stay with us as we transition, you know, from the earthly realm and we return once again to heaven. And they're always there to guide us and assist us. So she's saying, please, don't be afraid to call upon your angels, whether you need protection, maybe a little, you know, comfort, whatever kind of assistance that you're needing, call upon us. And, you know, if you need the heavy-duty angels like Archangel Michael, call them in because they are, like, a little bit, like, more powerful. And it's sort of like they, you know, they watch over the other angels. Maybe they manage them a little bit. And, you know, call upon them if you're in need of, like, maybe, like, immediate assistance. But remember, if you need help, please just ask for it. You've got to realize you've got free will, so the angels can't help you unless your life is in danger, unless you ask. And these beautiful angels, they're so patient. They watch as each of you struggle, and they want you to know that, you know, you don't have to struggle. You can get guidance with any, you know, matter that you have, any problem, no matter how big or small. So please, don't be afraid. Reach out and ask the angels for whatever it is that you are needing, okay? And they're available 24/7. They even, you know, they'll even show up on holidays. And they're letting us know that they don't have a clock like we do on Earth. There's no time in heaven. So they can, you know, they could be there the minute that you call upon them, and they can help, you know, so many different people at one time. So if you call upon an angel, you're not taking them away from someone else who needs help as well. And you've got to realize, some of you, you know, you just don't realize that you're as deserving as anyone else is when it comes to the help of the angels. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Just call upon them. You're going to receive that guidance, you know, that you need every step of the way. And some of the ways, you know, that, you know, there's heavenly assistance waiting, sometimes you might see a coin or a feather, or sometimes, you know what, even maybe like a beautiful rainbow catches your attention. Or have you ever felt like there was like a nice little tingling on your arm? It was ever so gentle. That's the angels. And they're letting you know that they're near and they want to communicate with you. And all you have to do is say thank you. That's all they ask. Okay, Barbara, she's saying, I think I've said a little bit, you know, too much here, but I just wanted to clarify that, you know, angels are real, and they're as real as the Ascended Masters. And she's letting us know, you know, it took her a while to really figure out her purpose, you know, and she just, you know, I love what she did. And she, you know, she was truly an amazing comedian, you know. But she's saying, you know, that she's sort of like a, you know, a telephone to the spirit world. And she's saying, thank goodness I haven't gotten any collect calls. You know, of course, that, you know, our Angel Joan, she, of course, is in a category all her own, correct?
Definitely.
And it's quite a, yes, Barbara, it took quite a while for me to really, like, change my bio and actually say that, you know, that I'm connected, you know, with Mother Mary, Jesus, the angels, the Ascended Masters, and then to add her to that beautiful list, you know. So she's really been a blessing in my life, and when we do these shows, she does come in and she helps to guide others as well, and I feel like she's truly earned her wings. So I thank you, Joan, and I hope everything is well. Don't get into too much trouble with Ginger. So she's laughing. So at this time, what I want to do is bring everybody a little bit closer to Jesus right now. We're going to close our eyes, and we're just going to imagine that we're sitting with Jesus. And I want you to choose a place that really brings you peace and joy. Sit down, and you notice Jesus sits beside you. He turns towards you, and you notice how happy he is. This is a time that you spend just with him. And he, you know, starts to talk. Hello, beloved. I am so happy to be here with you today. You know you can always talk with me, and I'll always be here to listen. Please, just give me all your worries, all your cares, all your concerns, and don't be afraid to speak from the heart. What's on your mind today? And then Jesus asks us to think about, you know, the new beginnings that are coming and all these beautiful opportunities. And he's asking each of us to really to make the most of each day. And he's going to be right by our side. And as well, he asks us to look back with appreciation, but yet to look ahead with anticipation. And Jesus also asks that we reflect on all of our accomplishments and, you know, even take a look at the things that maybe didn't turn out the way that we had planned. There were some missed opportunities, maybe some mistakes. And he's saying, you know, he's going to be there to help us to move ahead now with faith and confidence, knowing that, you know, we're not perfect and that we are still a work in progress. And with Jesus by our side, anything is possible. He asks that we also take time to show our love to our family and our friends, and learn to give and receive love and to really express our love in as many ways as we possibly can. Jesus asks that we start each day feeling his love and spread that love wherever it is needed most. He wants each of us to move ahead with confidence and to renew our spirit and bring hope to our hearts as we pursue our passion with joy. He also, you know, asks that we think about every aspect of our life and really start to be excited for what it will bring. And to pray that, you know, to pray each day and walk by faith and to increase our trust in his power and willingness to provide for our future. Because before we could truly move forward, Jesus reminds us to put the past behind us and also forgive, you know, others as well as ourselves so that we can truly have a happy future. Now he asks that we put our hands in his. He is reaching out to each one of us with his love and telling us that whatever has happened in the past, it must remain where it belongs. Okay, so, you know, what do you need to speak about now to Jesus? Take a moment silently and, you know, discuss whatever it is. And remember, some of you are holding burdens in your heart and they're weighing you down so heavily. So please take a couple moments and please talk to him. Tell him what's in your heart. And he is going to bless you, you know, for the highest good. And he's so happy that we're here. And he's just so, you know, pleased that we have such a beautiful relationship with him. So tell him about all your joy. Tell him about all the stuff that maybe makes you a little sad. Just sit there for a moment and share everything. You know, tell him about all the good stuff as well, your hopes, your dreams. And he's saying, you know, beloveds, I hope that you've enjoyed our time because I certainly have. And know that you can always come back here and spend time with me. I'll be right here waiting for you. I love you, my beloved children. I love you. So now we thank Jesus for the time that we've had with him today. And we look back in appreciation for all that we have been given. And we look ahead now with anticipation for God's grace. And Jesus asked that we start anew and be prepared for all the blessings that await us. And remember that God is our strength and our foundation. Enjoy the gift of each new day with God's love in your soul. And, you know, take that with you and just get ready for all the abundance, the prosperity, the blessings that are coming your way. And Jesus is saying, I love you. He waves goodbye for now, but his love remains and his love is ever present. His beautiful love is always with us. Okay. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, and here's what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, you are each unique. And this means that you're not supposed to be exactly like anyone else. You're not supposed to be at the exact same spot on your path in life. You're not supposed to fit into a category based on your age or your sex or your beliefs or anything like that. You are unique. You were created to be unique. And you have the freedom to be unique. I say this so that you will be comfortable with being you. And I ask that right now you let go of all of the beliefs that say you must be whatever it is that they were taught to you. Those were other people's opinions. That was not you. Take a deep breath and let them go. And I will help you take them out of you so that you have the freedom to be who you truly are. You are unique. And you are beautiful. And you are exactly as you are meant to be. Time for you to start accepting yourself and your life exactly as it is. Yes, you can change it, but you don't have to fight it. This is about letting go. This is about truly letting go. And we encourage you to take another nice deep breath and to just let go. Let yourself be who you are being. Let yourself accept yourself exactly as you are right now and as you change. Release the need to criticize or beat up on yourself. Just let it go. Let it go. And I will help you open your heart to you. Let it go. and I will help you create the life that you desire. Let it go. And I will help you find love. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Awesome, beautiful message, Barbara. Thank you.
No, now I'm so relaxed. It's like, okay, what do you want to do next? Okay, we have come to the part of the show where if you have a question, we can answer it for you. So if you are calling in, make sure you press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board, and we know that you have a question. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. And I don't know where all our callers are today.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, DC.
I don't know. Maybe the line's working. I don't know. Sometimes Blog Talk gets a little crazy.
True. That is true.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a
Are you
crazy?
Any kind of message for everyone that you want to give?
I have to see. I was wondering where Ginger was, and I was calling her and I'm saying, Ginger, where are you? And I think she's sleeping. Joan came in. Usually they come in together, so I don't know what's going on. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, we're having
this
beautiful change in
that,
the weather.
You know, like, yeah, the change in the weather. And we've really got to, you know, those of us that, you know, are seeking abundance, you've got to feel it as it's already here, you know. Feel it, like feel it and how good it feels. Because a lot of people have been asking about prosperity. They've been asking about abundance. And we've really just got to feel it and, you know, call it in because, you know, it's our birthright. We're here and each of us are as worthy as the next person of abundance. So I don't know if you visualize, Barbara, like if you do affirmations or visualizations, but all of that stuff really helps.
Yes, it's very productive is the word that's coming into my head. When you actually spend several minutes a day feeling what you think you'll feel like when you have what you desire, because then you are actually in the energy of having it, and that is what attracts it into your life. It's not just a matter of saying,
yes,
this is what I want. You need to feel what you want.
And it's powerful. I mean, it is so, so powerful. You know, and just trust that it is coming to you. That's the next thing. You could, you know, visualize it and you could say powerful affirmations, but you've got to trust. And that's what's going to help us to, like, really manifest. And each of us has the same abilities to really do this. Some of us don't realize that and they're not aware. But we've really got to, you know, get in touch with that part of ourselves and release any fears, because a lot of people have fears and they feel like they're not worthy. And everyone is worthy. You know, and this is a time when things are changing and, you know, they're changing for the better. And as you said, you know, on Tuesday's show, that each of us are creating our own reality right now. So why not make it a good one, you know?
That's true.
Let it be. Yeah, let it be filled with your dreams. Let it be filled with your desires, you know, and just expect all the good stuff, you know, to come in. So I just feel like some of us aren't, you know, they're not really letting themselves, you know, have what they really deserve and they desire. They're settling for something like that's a little bit short of their, you know, short of the runway there with the plane. It's not. You've got to really, you know that you deserve the best, and you don't have to settle for less than your best. Each of us deserves a great life, and each of us has the power to really, you know, to be able to manifest that. And sometimes the reason you're not manifesting it right now is because there's fear and there's worry, and that sort of, like, puts up a roadblock for your dreams and, you know, your desires and everything. So let go of the fear, you know, and just, and let yourself really, you know, move ahead. And you don't have to, you know, you can have the divine with you as you're doing that, and they'll guide you every step of the way to help manifest what you're needing. And sometimes they even give us a little nudge. And when I started my journey, I think it was more like a push. It's a little bit more than a nudge, I think, you know, to really, to get me to start, you know, really realizing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I really do love what I'm doing, and I wanted this, you know. And each of us are worthy, so worthy of all the blessings that are waiting to come to us, you know. So make it like you make your story a good one, and let it be filled with excitement and love and abundance and prosperity, and just go for it. And I, you know, after I started on this journey, I really realized how, you know, how amazing it is. And it's not as hard as it seems, that each of us have the ability to really, you know, manifest the life that we desire. So it is truly, it's just beautiful. And now we have Archangel Metatron coming in, Barbara. Have you heard of his Metatron's Cube?
Yes.
Well, that beautiful Metatron's Cube sort of helps everything manifest, like, faster than we could even think humanly possible. So I'm getting, you know, like, maybe calling, you know, Archangel Metatron to help you for a little bit, you know, because he can be called upon to really help with any kind of problems that we have, you know, and they could be in this dimension, they could be in another dimension. He's, you know, a multi-dimensional problem solver. He's really amazing, and he was one of the first that joined me on my path of the archangels. I had Archangel Michael, I had Archangel Raphael, and then Archangel Metatron came in. So I really, you know, he's a no-nonsense angel, but he really helps you to get things done.
Yes, he does.
So he's just waving and he's saying, I'm here for each of you. Just call upon me. It's really, really beautiful. Because sometimes, you know, we could be a little bit out of sync or something, and that as well could slow our dreams or whatever we're trying to manifest. You know, if we're a little bit out of sync, and one of the ways that we could be out of sync is if we're not having an equal balance of giving and receiving. So we can call upon, you know, Archangel Metatron, to help us to, you know, come back into balance and to help us to create what we want to create and really bring it into manifestation. As well, you know, he helps us to balance our female and our male energies, because each of us have feminine and male energy, and we have to balance them. And we're, you know, he can help us to really, you know, to go forward, like, you know, with love, and, you know, accepting ourselves just as we are. And I've been connected with him now for like over 4 years, and he's just amazing. So he just wanted to come in, I guess, and say hello to everybody.
Wonderful. Okay. He was actually doing some work on me while you were talking, so... I was like, oh.
That works for me. Oh, my goodness, yes. Because you know what, Barbara, what I'm getting is sort of like you're here talking to us, of course, on the phone, but the other half of you is somewhere off in the distance. You're you know, in both worlds at the same time.
Okay. Today that makes sense.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, one foot's here and the other foot's, you know, in a different, you know, dimension. And as we know, again, like Archangel Metatron is multidimensional, so I think he could really help to empower you. And like you said, he was working on you a little bit. So, because I just feel like you give so much, you know, with your readings and your healings and everything. And I think he's going to help you to, like, recharge your batteries and just sort of transform, like, a little bit. And, you know, and really get you to where you need to be to really succeed in all aspects of your life. Because everything that you're wanting as well is within your grasp, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Well, it feels good to be moving forward in my life.
Yeah, I was saying I love. Oh my goodness, I was saying I love comedy, and this gentleman just couldn't get it. He was like looking at me. He thought I was kidding, and he said, "You're not kidding." I said, "No, I love comedy." And Ginger came in and said, "Mom, if he can't understand that, don't tell him about Joan and myself." I know. I won't. I'll keep it quiet.
Oh, that is wonderful, though, that we...
It is.
We have the freedom to express who we are, even if other people don't understand who we are. And I want to once again remind our callers that if you have a question, please press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on the studio board, and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I will just let you listen. And no one is pressing the number 1. Okay. Oh, one of them did.
Just
woke
up.
Hold on.
Okay, Ginger spoke up. She said there is a caller. Hold on. Don't leave. So she knew that. Okay, good.
All right, here's our caller from area code 250.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Christy Creighton.
Hi, Christy. Christy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, seems like life is always offering us challenges, and I feel really blessed in several different ways. DC's been, and I believe Barbara's been helping coach me through a lot of my life's transitions.
Beautiful.
And right now, this will be the third time I've moved. I think I told y'all before that I lost my spouse a year ago, and now I'm finally in a place where I can get some help, and I'm just kind of dumbfounded now, because before I didn't even know I was supposed to push 1 to get through to the show, so thank you for mentioning that. But part of my transition now is this is the third time that I've moved in 1 month. And
oh, wow.
In this last month I've had 2 jobs. And
wow.
It's really inspirational. Yeah, it's very inspirational when I call in to hear, not just worried about what I'm going through, but it changes my focus and my perspective on things to listen to what other people are going through. And it inspires me not to give up. So thank you guys for being there for me in the different times, because there was a time before I even got to this point in my transition of making that first move out of a place that wasn't really comfortable, into a place where I'm transitioning, and then through prayers and meditation and figuring out what I want, like coming out of the shock of losing my spouse and everything, figuring out what I want. And now I find myself challenged with lessons and letting go. Labor Day weekend, I think, was the last time I really had time to sit down and give you guys a call, because one of my 5 younger baby brothers, the oldest of the 5 is 18 months younger than I am, and he found out he had colon cancer on Labor Day weekend, and then he found out after biopsy and CT scan that he has cancer in every organ in his body.
Oh my.
And, yeah, and I'm maintaining calm because at that point in time, I decided to tell him that I had put my cancer into remission twice, or the cancer into remission twice. And it's giving him hope, but he's going about it through the chemo process instead of, I chose the natural path process. And I'm just wanting prayers for things, for him not to suffer, And this is a brother that has 16 weeks of saved sick leave, so he never took any time off. And he was always doing, he was always there, but I knew something was wrong because within the last 2 months, it wasn't him. It was like talking to somebody I didn't even know. And from the things that I learned with my late spouse, I've been able to apply some of those things in my daily life, like to help me cope with what my brother had to tell me and to help me cope with, like, the new job. And I've actually also have time for one university class, which I'm returning to university after being gone for 30 years. But at the same time, when my brother, yeah, when my brother needed me, he wanted me there like the other brother when our dad got sick. He wanted me there yesterday. And there was a part of me that wanted to get their astral, you know, like astral travel to him. And because I've been in crisis my own self. But whenever I talked to my brother, he didn't even realize I had cancer. And he said, "You never told me." And I said, "I didn't think it would do any good to worry anybody." And I had a grip on it, I believe, and I had people to support me, like a support group, like people to be there for me after the surgery. Yeah.
DC?
Yes, Christine,
yeah.
You are stronger than you think, hon. Oh, my God, you're an amazing woman.
Thank you.
And I feel like what I get from, like, you know, the spirit and stuff, and sometimes, like, people have cancer because they're filled with fear. They're afraid of so many different things, and they don't want to let go of things. And
yeah,
I feel like yourself, like you said, you had that, you know, you had those people that were supporting you and everything. And you were able to reconnect, you know, with your spiritual self. And in doing so, it helps your immune system. You know, it really helps you to become healthy.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, like maybe in your brother's instance, he's not able to let go of fear, you know? And
yeah, he was the
that
one
fear,
that told
like,
me not, yeah, he's the one that told me not to tell about what happened to us
right.
as kids. And I'm just now,
yeah.
as an adult, getting comfortable with being able to talk about it. In my class in university, this time around, I have a science degree from the States, but this time around I'm going for fine arts, and I want to be able to write creatively to help
beautiful
future generations. And you guys have been a big part of this. So the,
well,
at
you're
the
amazing
end of this
and
class,
for,
thank
well,
you. We're supposed to be able to publish. I'm kind of, one of the main reasons I'm calling, and I made a friend a year ago, and this person is, I'm not sure if they're sick or if they're not just in earnest, but I believe I'm going to have to let this person go because there's things that's happening that repeats happening that I know isn't proper. And part of me, in my heart, I feel like it's like they told me they couldn't live without me whenever I was contemplating going to be in the States because I'm dual citizen since I'm First Nations. And
okay.
I don't know if Joan or Ginger or Jesus or you guys... Because in, with me, when it comes to this person, it's kind of like a fog.
Okay.
And it's like parts of me knows that the stuff that's happening, there's like control issues and different things. Because I keep going back to when I see this person that you're not my husband. And
okay.
and certain levels of me want to just remain friends, but other certain parts of me that are lonely and missing my companionship, I know a part of me has to accept that this will never be my husband, but at the same
right.
time, yeah. And it's like, what does the Lord want me to do here? Because I know that I'm, to a certain extent, I feel like part of me was born to help this person through their transition as well.
Okay. Well, I do see another person coming into your life, someone that is more positive.
Okay.
And I'm just getting that, you know, this is going to be a beautiful relationship between the two of you. Make sure that you keep, you know, that line of communication open. It could develop into
open.
Something more. Okay. And I'm just getting, you know, this is going to be a very, very wonderful relationship. And you're going to be so comfortable, you know, with this person. Okay. So, you know, be able to just, like, communicate what you're feeling, feel those emotions, and just, you know, be able to just talk about them. But I do see you, you know, I see you, like, there's a lot of movement around you, Christy. As you said, you moved a couple of times. So, I mean, there may be, you know, more, you know, moving coming because it's like, there's so much movement around you. There may be another relocation. There may be some travel involved. And you're just asked to just, you know, like, sort of, like, go with the flow, be a little bit flexible, you know, and, you know, try to, you know, like, get it, feel excited because there's going to be so many new adventures for you, okay? And you're going to attract new people and new blessings into your life. So it's going to be really beautiful.
Wow, okay.
I just, you know, I feel like maybe at one time, like, or another, you felt like, you know, well, like, you sort of, there wasn't enough of personal freedom, and I feel like you sort of called in all this movement because you felt like the lack of movement, you know?
Yes.
You felt like you were stuck.
So, yeah, I'm actually moving to my new 55-plus residence today, and it's going to allow me some...
Beautiful.
Yeah, allow me some freedom I haven't had in the women's shelters that I've been in. And it'll allow me to leave up to 3 months. So I'll be able to take some time with my brother and or with some of my family that I haven't seen my son in 15 years. I mean, to hug him, to put my arms around. It's painful. And part of it is, I want him to want it too. I don't want it to just be, and he needs to be in that space.
This is the time, this is the time now with that new move, like you said, your new residence. This is the time to really release the negativity that you're still holding on to.
Okay.
And just really, like, allow yourself to make these beautiful changes that are needed. Okay, and release that energy. It's sort of like I want to shake in, like I gotta, you know, release it. But it's a time to get rid of that old energy, the old thought patterns, the old habits, the old restrictions. Okay, because you're free now, honey. You're free to choose your reality. That old story that you keep, like, you know, going back and, you know, thinking about, that's
the gerbil wheel. The gerbil wheel.
It doesn't. Yeah. Now, in regards to your brother, I don't know, like, what kind of protocol, like, his doctor has him on, but there are like natural medicines that would, like, you know, that would be useful, like, for his protocol if the doctor allows him. I don't know if he has, like, any kind of homeopathic, you know, doctors or protocol that he's, like, you know, being able to use right now. But I'm just, you know, by the angels, I'm being reminded to, you know, just to bring that, you know, to your attention. And there's homeopathic remedies that actually help him to release the suppressed toxins that are within him, within his emotions.
Wow.
Because
you hit that right on because, and I can't do it for him. He has to want to do it.
You
can't
do it.
It's a bit frustrating for me.
What I'm wondering is,
okay,
is he allowed to have, like, any homeopathic remedies? They don't interact with any kind of conventional therapy?
that's what I was going to ask. I've asked him before, but I'm not sure if he's at this stage at where he's at, because they were worried because he was practically bleeding to death from the lesion in his colon.
Yeah, wow.
And, yeah, they're saying they're going to use the chemo to stop, to heal
yeah.
the lesion, but sometimes that doesn't always happen.
Yes.
And the results I've seen from being in the medical field for at least 17 years is I see it as a very harsh treatment on the body, the chemo. And I believe I have spoke to both brothers about seeing a homeopath, you know, a naturopath.
Yeah.
And
that's
I even
like,
use Chinese medicine,
just like,
you know.
You're so, like, spiritual, and that's really helped you, you know?
Yes.
But the body
Thank
can
you.
Hold on to memories and emotions, and it's sort of, like, embedded in ourselves, you know? And when we don't get rid of them at times, it's sort of, it could become like life-threatening. And it you know, it comes out as dis-ease or disease. And one of the diseases,
yep.
of course, would be
cancer.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, like maybe, you know, just run it by him and maybe see if, you know, if there's any homeopathic stuff that the doctor will allow him to take.
Okay.
You know, and I'm just. It like the homeopathic, you know, will it's just it will help. It will help with any kind of like stress that he's having, even as of now, you know.
Yeah.
And it'll help his body too. Sometimes if we can't do it on our own, the homeopathic remedies can in fact stimulate healing as well.
Oh yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
Yeah, because we have, like they said, the cells hold on to the memories, you know, and it just, like, you know, plays havoc on our system. But I was getting, like, the homeopathic, like I said, remedies would help because it sort of, like, seeks out the stress and it seeks out those patterns, you know, and it just helps to, like, you know, to let go of them, to let go of those strong memories, all of those emotions, even during our sleep state, you know, as well as awake.
Oh, yeah, that was
well.
The other thing. I had a dream, DC, and before I woke up from the dream, whatever it was like, sounded like a man's voice in my ear right before I woke up said, "You're being foolish." And I thought, what am I being
okay.
foolish about? You know, because I was thinking okay. through and through and through.
Yeah, but even yourself, like the homeopathic remedies, are beautiful and they'll like really help you, you know. But for you yourself, like I said, you're doing a great job at doing what you're doing, and this is going to be the beginning of a new beautiful life for you, and it's going to be filled with love and happiness. It really is. But I want
to ask
Barbara. Right, we're going to have Barbara and Jesus come in though, because I still feel
okay.
like you're suppressing like toxic emotions as well. There's a little bit in there, you know, and
yeah.
we just want to get
yeah.
them. Want to get them? You don't need them in there. I mean, it's not so.
No.
A good person.
Okay.
Like a little aggressive in there, and it's like, you know what? Like, get out of there. We don't need you in there. You know. And Jesus is going to come in, like I said, and Barbara, and it's just beautiful because it is a beautiful healing, and we're going to get rid of all that stuff, like the mental, the emotional. You know, physically, you may feel, you know, things starting to feel better. So it's sort of like homeopathic in a way, too. It's beautiful. So I'm going to ask Barbara and Jesus to please come in at this time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm back, hey. Finally.
Barbara? Yes. Okay.
That was strange. It just suddenly...
What was that, Barbara? What was
that? Well, it suddenly kicked
oh, wow.
me out. And then when I tried to get back in, it told me I was already there. And then my phone
yeah.
decided that it couldn't dial the number.
You know, I mentioned to DC before, I'm a shaman. So this is, we're talking about super spiritual stuff here. Like, this
well,
is really, because my work, Yeah, but my work also helps a lot of people. So I really believe that, I mean, now I'm finally on the day that I'm moving, I'm getting through to you guys.
Yeah, that is beautiful. But you yourself, you deserve a little bit of healing. You know, to let go of, like I said, the negativity that you're holding on to. And, you know, to really empower you to feel better, and then you could help others even more. Okay?
Thank you. And not react like in a negative way to my whatever I'm going through. I want to call it anguish, but it's not really to the point of anguish. It's just frustration, maybe.
Look up homeopathic remedies, and they will help you on this journey when you do have that anxiety or whatever else that you have as well, you know, because then it won't get embedded into the cells, you know. So, but the stuff that's already stuck there, we're going to get it out. Right, Barbara?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have to remind myself to breathe.
Don't worry, I'll tell you to breathe every now and then.
Okay.
Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all of the need to fix other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to fix other people.
Dear innate, I release
the need.
That's a serious
one for me. Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead. But that's a serious one for me. Okay.
To save my brother.
I'm sorry again.
Dear innate, I release the need to save my brother.
Dear innate, I release the need to save my brother.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I open my heart and I let go.
Dear innate, I open my heart and I let go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Dear innate, I accept the power of love.
Dear innate, I accept the power of love.
Dear innate, I cover any problem with love.
Dear innate, I cover any problem with love.
Dear innate, I trust that things will work out.
Dear innate, I trust that things will work out.
Dear innate, it's not up to me.
Dear innate, it's not up to me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I'm only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I detach from other people's problems.
Dear innate, I detach from other people's problems.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to be me.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to live my own life.
Dear innate, I give myself freedom to live my own life.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How does all that feel?
I was having flashes while we were doing the repeating the, and the messages were so clear. It was like getting messages from another dimension, from people who've been there for me, and especially the freedom part.
Okay, there's a little bit more. Dear Innate, I release the need to justify my life.
I release the need to justify my life.
Dear Innate, I deserve to live.
Dear Innate, I deserve to live.
Take a nice deep breath.
Something's telling me, believe, believe, believe.
Beautiful.
Okay, let's put that one in. Dear Innate, I believe in myself.
Dear Innate, I believe in myself.
Dear Innate, I believe in my connection to God.
Dear Innate, I believe in my connection to God.
Dear Innate, I believe in my right to live.
Dear Innate, I believe in my right to live.
Dear Innate, I know I deserve.
Dear Innate, I know I deserve.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
The last bunch was like cutting esoterical cords to negative things that have happened to me in my life and letting
Good.
It go. Just let it go.
Yeah.
So I think I'm channeling right now, and it's pretty... If I tell the psychiatrist this, they would have put me on something that will make it go away, but I've learned to use it to help not just myself, but other people. And the other thing was being so strong and doing all the things that I'm doing, there hasn't really been any downtime to just weep, like when my brother told me he had cancer in every organ in his body, I found out at work and I suppressed it. And I waited till I got home, and then I was just...
Come here, buddy.
Anyway.
Okay. There's a couple more they want us to do. Okay. Dear Innate,
okay.
I give myself the freedom to feel.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to feel.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear Innate, it's safe to put myself first.
Take a nice deep breath.
How do you know I stopped breathing?
Okay, so this is going to be moving a lot of different energies through you, so you want to drink lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of water.
Okay.
And just give yourself the time and the space to let go.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Be kind,
Barb.
To yourself.
Be kind to myself.
Mm-hmm.
in subtle ways, like instead of working 5 days a week and going to school 2 nights a week, I cut my schedule back to 3 days a week, and just simple things like that, right?
Yeah.
My supervisor wasn't too happy, but like I was telling Innate that I need to put my needs first, and
yeah,
the extra rest will help me make a decision, the decisions I need to make properly. I'm
That's
hoping.
All right. Well, listen to your heart and do what you know is right, not what your head says. So you'll be great.
Oh, yeah, that's the part, the living, like, I call it in the 3D world is one thing, but working more towards the higher dimensions of the higher self, it takes a little bit of time, self-care, like you said,
yeah,
and taking time for things that are important to me. And
exactly.
Then it was interesting how it happened, because even though my brother wanted me there now and the other baby brother got there, then there was something I needed to hear from my dad that I never heard. And my baby brother told me that he was proud of me because I put my needs first. And I needed to hear that from him, especially now.
Yeah. Yeah, don't abandon yourself. That's what your guides are saying.
Yeah.
Don't ever abandon yourself. Okay.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, my little grandson. This is Jeff Jackson, and he's asking you to always be yourself, okay?
Always be myself. That's good, because yesterday I went to work without my makeup on, and guess what? The real me still shined through even without the makeup on. So that's interesting that he says that, because I'm still beautiful underneath is, I think, what the message is.
Yeah. You are.
Thank
okay.
You.
So sit back, relax, drink some water, and
okay,
let it happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you. DC, you're awesome. I love you so much, both of you guys. And your little grandson.
You
thank you for everybody. Thank you, Spirit. I want to live in the mindset of gratitude. Like being
good.
Grateful.
That's the best place
so
to
that's,
be.
Well, that's a statement I'll close with.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, sweetie.
All right. Good day.
Okay. And now we've lost DC. I'm going to go to the next caller and hope she gets back in. Okay. Is it going to let me go to the next caller? Hi, area code 604.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Cliff.
Hi, Cliff. What can we do for you today? And I'm sorry, it's been a weird show.
No, it's good. some time ago, I think in the 90s, I did a, what do you call it, kinesiology to remove blockages.
Uh-huh.
And a session I did was to remove the spiritual, any spiritual blockage.
Uh-huh.
So, and originally I wanted to do I had a choice of either spiritual or my writing. So I chose spiritual, and now I'm trying to find ways to remove that blockage for my writing. So, like right now, I'm pretty well hit rock bottom, and I need to use my skill of writing to get back on our feet, my family.
Okay.
So that's my question, I guess.
All right. So we're going to do some of those dear innate statements like I just did with the last caller. So I will make the statement and you will repeat it. That way you are talking to your innate body and making the changes to yourself. Okay?
Okay. This will, can you say that, is it innate?
Yes, I-N-N-A-T-E, innate.
Innate. Okay, can you explain what that is?
I consider it to be like your spiritual consciousness, but it's actually a part of every person. Any place you have DNA, your innate is there. Your innate is connected with all that you are, this life, past life, your Akashic records, other dimensions, your mind, your subconscious. So when you are making these statements and clearing things, you are clearing them from everywhere you exist.
Oh, okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to tell you is that I've had three visits from Christ.
Oh, wonderful.
All three in dreams.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that. And
that's wonderful that you're open to the valley.
And I don't want to know what the odds are, but I'm First Nations too from Canada. The odds of that happening.
Well, let's do some innate statements and we'll see how you feel. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release my problems.
Dear innate, I release my problems.
Dear innate, I release the fears.
Dear innate, I release the fears.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release the fears to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I embrace my greatness.
Dear innate, I embrace my greatness.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, the Creator is within me.
Dear innate, the Creator is within me.
Dear innate, nothing is impossible.
Dear innate, nothing is impossible.
Dear innate, I am meant to succeed.
Dear innate, I am meant to succeed.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to express.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to express.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to express.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to express.
Dear innate, I release all of my walls and blocks.
Dear innate, I release all my walls and blocks.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, the Creator believes in me.
Dear innate, the Creator believes in me.
Dear innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to feel.
Wow. Dear innate, I give myself permission to feel.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How do you feel?
Good. That was a heavy one, the last one.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm one of I did 8 years in a residential school, and that's what they took out of me. Feelings.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if there's anything else that they're saying you need to let go of right now. Or... Dear Innate, it is safe for me to feel.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to feel.
Dear Innate, I choose to feel.
Dear Innate, I choose to feel.
Dear Innate, I open my heart.
Dear Innate, I open my heart.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath. Right now, Jesus is standing in front of you and he's got his hand on your heart. He's helping you be more open to love, to feeling, to life, to everything that you actually want. Okay, how does that feel?
It's good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. He's going to be working with you for a while to help you open up to your own magnificence. So your life is going to be changing a lot.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, drink lots and lots and lots of water and be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And call us back if you have any other questions, okay?
Okay. Walisifa. I mean, see you later.
Okay. I was thinking, I don't know what that means. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. DC disappeared, and apparently Blog Talk is not letting her call back in, just like they did me. If you have called in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1, and I'll be happy to talk with you, work with you, whatever I can do. I'm sorry you're not getting DC's wonderful angel messages, but when she shows back up, I'm sure that you will get them. So don't forget to press the number 1 if you want to connect. Otherwise, that means you just want to listen. And I get the feeling you guys do actually want to connect, so it's totally up to you. I can't force you to press that number 1. The energy today has been really interesting. And I know, actually, I woke up this morning, you know, knowing that I was being worked on by Divine Mother. And now Metatron is sticking stuff in me. Interesting day. Okay, we will go to the caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you?
I'm great. I was actually listening, and you guys are really helping people. I mean, like, they have really serious issues. I was like, wow. They're dealing with some heavy stuff. No, I was like, wow.
Yes.
They're dealing with heavy, heavy stuff. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I'm just wondering what Spirit is saying. I kind of feel like, you know, the end of the year is coming. And you know how you feel like, well, what did I accomplish? You know, and
mm-hmm.
how can I, because I want to really make some changes in my life. You know, I want to have something to show for my year.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, you know, like I want to move, I want a car, I want to accomplish things. So I'm just wondering, I don't know what is it, I'm trying to figure out what do I need to do to change my circumstances or something. Like, I don't know how to word the question.
Okay. That's okay. They yeah. know what you're talking about. So let's see what
yeah.
they want to do. Okay. So repeat after me. We're going to do some Dear Innate statements.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release the need to change.
Dear Innate, I release the need to change.
Dear Innate, I open up to the flow of change.
Dear Innate, I open up to the flow of change.
Dear Innate, I release the need to force my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to force my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to push my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to push my life.
Dear Innate, I open up to being what I desire.
Dear Innate, I open up to being what I desire.
Dear Innate, I open up to attracting what I desire.
Dear Innate, I open up to attracting what I desire.
Dear Innate, I open up to allowing what I want to flow to me.
Dear Innate, I open up to allowing what I want to flow to me.
Dear Innate, I do not need to push.
Dear Innate, I do not need to push.
Dear Innate, I do not need to fight.
Dear Innate, I do not need to fight.
Dear Innate, I do not need to make it hard.
Dear Innate, I do not need to make it hard.
Dear Innate, my life flows with grace and ease.
Dear Innate, my life flows with grace and ease.
Dear Innate, all that I desire flows into my life.
Dear Innate, all that I desire flows into my life.
Dear Innate, I am always successful.
Dear Innate, I'm always successful.
Dear Innate, I release all of the worry.
Dear Innate, I release all of the worries.
Dear Innate, I release all of the doubt.
Dear Innate, I release all of the doubt.
Dear Innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear Innate, I release the need to judge my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to judge my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. How does that feel?
Relaxing. Calmer. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. I want to make some changes, and I want my lifestyle and life to look different. And I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do to accomplish that. But,
well, you start with you, and mm-hmm. if you want to, you can just set aside some time every day. You can make a list of what it is that you want. And on
mm-hmm.
your list, when you make out the list, you know, make it in detail. You know, this is what I want. Like, if you want a new car, then you put, I want this particular car, this model, this year, new or used, paid for, leased, color,
mm-hmm.
You know, fabric, whatever. You put all of that down on your list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you simply say, Dear Innate, Dear Innate, I am attracting my car. And then you know
okay.
exactly what your car looks like. So you don't have to
right.
tell the Innate, you know, all the details because you already put that. And then you just spend a few moments just feeling yourself in that car, driving that car, going someplace that you really want to go in that car, putting your friends in that car, driving to Oklahoma to bring me chocolate in that car, whatever it is.
Right. Visualize and feel, right.
Yeah, and make sure that you really feel it. It's not that you need to visualize every detail. It's that you need to feel the joy of doing what you really want to do.
Right, I need to get into the vibration of what I want to attract.
Right, and that's how you attract it, because you are being what you desire. It's the being that's the most important part. It's not, reading up on all the specs and all that other stuff. It's being in the energy that says, I already have this.
Right. Like attract like. Feeling attracts feeling. I know this. I don't know why I tend to forget that.
Because we tend to make things complicated and difficult. And being in the energy is actually easy. And we have a problem with easy.
Right. Oh, gosh, you're absolutely right. Well, I'm definitely going to do this and work on this, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Wonderful. And your guides are saying, if you focus on being the energy and let go of that whole need to struggle and suffer and all of that other crappy stuff that you might have been taught in life, that you'll be surprised at how easy it truly is. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. I did this before, but I used to do it outside and write it. And I did attracted what I wanted literally in 2 or 3 weeks. I attracted what I wanted. But I guess I lived in a certain area at that time. I haven't taking out the time like I used to do that, and I guess I might need a good location to do it in.
Yeah, or you can just pick a room in the place where you live and just make a particular part of that room your contemplation area. Get a house plant if you can't go outside,
That's a good idea. Right, that's a good idea. Well, I'm definitely going to get back into this.
Well, good, because it works, so do it.
Yeah, I do. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for reminding me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and DC still has not made it back to the show. I hope it wasn't something bad that happened that made her leave. But okay, if you have called in and you have a question, we have 5 more minutes, so I can answer whatever it is, but you need to press the number 1 so that I know you have a question. Otherwise, I will assume you just wanted to listen. We are going to area code 773. Okay, computer. Not a good day for electronics. I'm trying to get you 773. Please don't go anywhere. This is the day of the potential for a great deal of frustration. Okay, I'm trying again. All right. It's working. It's doing something. That little thing is moving in the little circle. So hold on. Hold on.
Hi, Barbara.
Who's this?
Yay! This is Linda.
I made it.
You did it. Way to go.
I know.
I've been busy with my job, but I actually just called in, and it was the perfect timing. I wanted to send all positive for DC and just tell you, like, the last time I called in, you did, like, a special release for me with the angels, and life has been pretty good. Pretty good for me.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great.
There was talk about manifesting and abundance for me, and I was manifesting a little red car. I imagined it in my driveway. And in less than 2 weeks, my brother-in-law offered me a little red car. And I didn't end up taking it because he lives in Colorado and it would be too hard to get it. But since then, I actually got a car, and I was without a car for 2.5 years. So
great.
Talk about abundance. I am so grateful. I still can't believe it that I got this car with the help of my mother and making payments to her. But and then another good thing is I stopped drinking and don't even want it for like a month, you know.
Wonderful.
So I mean, definitely everything is going very well.
Well, fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything we need to clear today?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm just plugging along. I do find I get very disappointed in family and friends, but I, you know, like I just keep trying to look for the positive and be grateful.
Okay, well, let's clear that and open you up to more positive. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the disappointment in family and friends.
Who do I say it to?
Dear innate.
Dear innate, I'm sorry, I forgot what you said.
I release the disappointment in family and friends.
Dear innate, I release the disappointment from family and friends.
Dear innate, I release the expectations that I have about others.
Dear innate, I release the expectation I have in others.
Dear innate, I release any need to control other people.
Dear innate, I release any control I have of other people, the need to control other people.
Dear innate, I let go. Yeah, that's it. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let it go. There it goes. Poof, it's gone.
Dear innate, I open up to seeing opportunities.
Dear innate, I open up to seeing opportunities.
Dear innate, I open up to knowing I deserve opportunities.
My dog barked, so I missed part of it.
Dear innate, I open up to knowing I deserve opportunities.
I open up to knowing I deserve opportunities.
Dear innate, I open up to the beauty of life.
Dear innate, I open up to beauty of life.
Yeah, you wanted to say something?
No, I that's what I feel. Like I am showing gratitude and, you know, all these things that not only DC and you have shared with me, but it keeps coming back to me through other people or messages I read on Facebook or that. I'm definitely more in a positive, not like the state I was in before.
Yeah. Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I accept my wonderful life.
Dear innate, I accept my wonderful life.
Dear innate, things just get better and better and better.
Dear innate, things just keep getting better and better and better.
Take a nice deep breath. Ooh, okay.
Thank you so much.
I can feel all this stuff moving. I'm assuming this is moving in you. All right. Well, it seems like it's just going to keep getting better. So enjoy.
Thank you so much. I wish the same for you. Everything wonderful.
Thank you. And hopefully next week, DC will be back with us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling and, you know, check in every now and then and let us know how great it's going.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for being patient with all of the interesting things that have been happening. We will be back on Tuesday. We send you all lots and lots of love. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.